Hi guys, we're back in this exciting DCC adventure. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen next? Watch and see.
More pizza.
The sea's on fire. It's blue fire.
The sea's on fire.
And so you got your dudes sleeping in like these squares. And you've got your prison cell like here.
Shit. It's a ladder. Oh.
And like, you know, this is like Earth, a tunnel that you get into it. And if you want to come in via the water, you can go around and like come this way.
Dude,
I can like come in like at super speed and just bring a whole fucking tidal wave and just pull them out the sea.
Super speed,
wash
huh?
them out to
and
twice.
And there's a boat in there. Yeah, there's a boat. What do you guys think? Where's the boat at? He's from here. What do you guys think? What do you think is the option?
I could float him in. He can go in, slit all the throats before they wake up.
These new guys.
That worked really well at the tent.
That are like playing something. This guy's.
Sit back.
He's this way. He's talking.
Talking.
Yep.
There.
He's
shit.
He's
be like,
no, I'm sorry.
Here.
No, he's talking.
Cage.
Yeah.
To the prisoners. And the ship's like. Here.
So me and Calvin can.
Some holes.
I can give him air as we're going. We go up here. I do the awesome, you know. Thing. And then Calvin's like
no, wait, aren't you going to be coming up like this, and as you start passing up, Calvin's head starts coming up too?
Okay, we let Calvin go, he comes over here, and I'm just lying awake so that when he starts killing these guys, silently, covering your mouth, you know, each time, hopefully this guy doesn't notice, but if he does notice, I'll be there to intercept.
Moonglum,
you guys need to run into this.
Moonglum suggests just going and like grabbing their sleeping thing and
just
pulling, like,
the water.
Pulling them in the water.
Trash! Like a parent trap.
And Calvin, as you're running up it, as it's being thrown in the water, you're stabbing him in the throats. like
bed mat.
That's
yeah,
what
bed
mat. Okay. You want to do that?
Sure.
I would love to bring these fuckers out to sea with me.
you drag them into the water and then you're
you guys,
like an alligator.
No, I'm just gonna drag them in the water. I'm just holding on to their feet as they're and I'm going down. I can breathe water and they can't.
You're just staring at him like, ah.
No, he drags them into the water and he has them face to face. So when they wake up, they see this terrible frog monster.
Do you want some air?
And they can't.
You want some air that you just kiss them? What the fuck?
I don't do that. I was just fantasizing about it.
It's messed up, man.
Okay, so I say we do that, and at the same time, you guys fucking come in. That'd make a lot of noise.
Maybe, yeah. But if we can do that and kill them all off, then maybe we can get the kobolds to be on our side.
Yeah, jump off my back as I'm doing that and go after that guy. And
No, don't go after them. You guys focus on them.
Yeah, we focus on the sleeping guys. They focus on those guys. These are going to be the easy guys. These are the hard guys.
These are the guys
that I'm drowning, right?
But you need to kill them.
There's six hobgoblins and then six
maybe
warriors.
Maybe one of them. The goblins
are good.
Roll agility.
Bless you.
10.
10 plus 2.
12.
Okay. So, if you want, you think you could probably drag several, if not all of them, into the water.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be sneaky.
That's how I want to do it.
Even if am I going to be stabbing most of them as you drag them towards?
Like,
or
he just puts you up on the bank and he keeps pulling them in and he's just...
Yes. Like, he tongues their bed mat and drags them to the shore and then I... And you drag them the rest of the way.
That's what
and then
I said earlier,
the water just turns red as they sink to the bottom.
But won't dragging them with your tongue, won't it create a lot of noise?
Yeah, it is.
No.
It's a
very
sand
quiet.
Beach. It's
just
pretty
a
quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, how much noise do you make dragging, like, a mattress?
A lot. I'm gonna try to drag my friend out.
Or a blanket.
I mean, sometimes a lot.
I mean,
a blanket, not very much.
But it's nothing compared to the sound of the tide coming in.
Washing
and
in.
Washing against the thing.
Especially
the
one going inside the cave, too.
And the fucking smoke monster in the background.
So I'm dragging him, and Calvin's just walking up it slowly. How does it succeed? Succeeds! They're all gone!
Yep.
So how many do we have left? Four people?
Four. One's a wizard.
Okay.
Well, maybe we should just all come in and just confront him.
Yeah.
You see that?
And yeah. I'd be like, ah, well, we got a reserve. They look over and just me.
Like, you guys wait standing over here. We'll let the goblins come with the people. I'm like, hey, guys!
We save a couple of the bed mats, and we leave the rest of them, like, laying there. And then when he calls for reinforcements, we're like, get up! Oh, it's us! Ah!
So this is all in the darkness. So you guys will just be, like, walking out of the shadows?
Yeah. Badass assassin style.
Okay, so you guys run in. Do you have, like, a thing you say?
How about you? No.
How about you?
You're Lupin's your life.
Give up, we have you surrounded. Is that good?
Give up, we have you surrounded.
Give up, we have you surrounded.
Is there anybody in the boat? Shit, we didn't check the boat.
No one's in the boat.
There's no one in the boat.
Okay.
No,
the frog saw that.
Calvin.
All right. So...
do you have anything cool to say?
Okay.
Eric just shows up, he's like, you guys are going to be hopping mad.
It's high tide.
No, wait, see? Give up, you slapjog idiots!
That's
something
terrible.
Like that.
That's terrible.
Is he a saltwater frog?
What'd you say?
No.
I said you guys are going to be hopping mad.
That's stupid.
That's a good one.
It's not.
Good.
I even hopped to kill him.
I know, but they're
I drug him in
mad.
Through the water. What'd
you're
you do? For nothing. I'm trying to save your woman. You've done nothing yet so far.
I gave you the idea to get killed.
No, you just told us, like, we shouldn't do this, and then we did it anyway. You see it.
Check the tape.
That's not recording.
Oh, shit, it's not recording.
It's not recording. Anyway, all right. So anyway, we rush in and say something cool.
All right, so you rush in and say something cool.
Say something cool.
And he's like...
take some Mel Gibson set.
Hey, boys, meat's back on the menu. And he looks over at the...
that's the two towers.
Sorry. Well, he looks over the showers.
The
showers.
The
showers.
The
shadows.
He
says about the two towers.
He did.
That's from the two towers.
Oh. Yeah, it's from the two towers.
Yeah.
Like, meat's back on the menu,
and then I would say shadows, and then I said towers with this. I said, he's at the showers. So I'm like, wait, no. Shadows. All right, shadows.
He has something cool. He's in the showers. Okay.
So you guys come out of the shadows.
Yeah.
They dropped their weapons.
They were meaty.
They all jelly.
You should.
They all drop their weapons.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We don't mean any harm, Mister.
They're sissies.
Good.
I think we should kill them just because they're sissies.
No, we need to interrogate them about what happened.
We can kill
them. After we...
No, don't kill them. We have their friends, too. We can get their chieftain on our side, hopefully.
Yeah.
First thing we got to do is...
they were hired.
By... yeah.
By these fucks.
I just... look at the guy. Release the prisoners.
Yes, give her...
release them.
Click. I go over and get Ruby out.
Ruby! Hey, guys!
She's dead.
Yeah.
What?
She was brutally racist. Told her to kill.
So,
what
did you say?
I tried to save him.
What did you say?
I was like, well, he was brutally raped, tortured, and killed.
Yeah.
While the frog watched.
While the frog watched.
I didn't tell you because I thought you would be upset, Aaron.
Dang it,
Aaron. No, everybody's okay?
Everyone's all right.
Letting him out?
But, yeah. So you got everyone except for the captain.
How's he? How's the captain doing, Aaron?
What'd you do?
He's going to fly the submarine.
The submarine.
So he's going to fly the submarine. You do actually fly submarines underwater, though. That is the correct term, so.
He's Googling it.
Go ahead.
So.
No. Captain, I feel bad that Aaron's Googling it. What would he have done years ago?
You're trying to think of something cool he could have said back then.
Go to the library. He's going to look at something.
Okay,
like
so what else
are
we
like
doing,
that.
Guys? We'd interrogate the others, right?
The goblins?
Yep.
What? I was looking at a tech message.
Okay.
Bull.
Sherry, you were
cock. No, there is something about a flying submarine, but it's a half plane, half sub. It has nothing to do with what he said, so I don't know. Either.
No, you...
and
oh,
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's right.
Oh, Jay, you came for me!
Yeah. Who's she?
Ruby.
No, the other chick.
Which did I go up to go, Aaron, which one is this again? I can't keep track of them all.
What? Ruby, there's only six
of them. I know, I say in front of her.
Five of them died!
Six!
No, four of them died.
I say in front of her.
Did four of them die?
You just hear me.
Yeah, because Gwen lived and Ruby lived and the other four died, right? I haven't got fingers, but...
you're like
there was
these
the assassins,
the same...
there was the assassins,
there
and then there was, like,
more.
The album winemaker.
Yeah, and then there was someone else, right? She was a warrior.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good, Ruby!
And then, who else is there?
Is that good, Ruby?
There's Ruby, there's Igor, and there's the snake sister.
I go to Igor, and we go
and there's the other women of the village.
Good.
Oh, screw that.
You're all safe.
You saved me alive.
I go up to Igor and we do our secret handshake.
Okay. Oh, the snake lady doesn't like frogs.
But she healed you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you.
An abomination!
He saved our lives.
Oh, my God.
He helped.
Where? Snakes?
He helped you. We're good. We're good.
Yep.
They're all
we're
dead.
Square now.
They're all dead. We
including her snake pets.
Now, we need to...
Now we have a catamaran. We can use it to get wherever we gotta go.
Well, yeah, but let's interrogate these people first.
How big is the catamaran?
We gotta discover
what's
happening.
It's not ocean worthy.
Figure.
So it's the ferry between the two islands.
Gotcha.
It's a shallow keel boat.
He's the leader, right?
Yes.
He's the wizard, right?
He's not he's the leader of this group.
He just said yes.
He's Ink Nose.
Yeah, our leader of the group.
But he's not like...
He's the leader of the group!
He's the leader!
Is he the leader of the tribe, though, is what I was asking.
I asked if he's the leader of these people.
That's what I was asking.
He's not the chief.
Interrupting me. Okay. That's what I was wondering.
He's the wizard.
Fill in the blanks.
That was the question.
That's what I was doing by asking a question. Maybe you should listen to what I'm asking, and then you can answer.
I knew what you were asking.
No, you didn't.
I did. Jesus.
Can we go now?
Yes!
Ink Nose.
Yeah?
Ink Nose.
Ink Nose?
Yeah.
What does he know?
No, he wants to go now.
Where do you
Ink
want to go?
Nose is his name.
What?
Where do you want to go?
The chief.
Who are these guys?
What?
Who are the guys that you were calling in?
Yeah.
Saying that there was meat was served for dinner.
The hired us.
You gonna eat us?
Can we search these people for supplies?
Yeah.
Maybe we should eat you.
And they're out to sea.
But
we have goblins that would eat you.
But they're our friends.
They're our friends.
What? You their friends?
we should have them work for us. They're hired by these guys.
They know how much money we have.
Ooh. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So where's that treasure chest that they're talking about? Is it in here?
At the chieftain's place.
The chieftain's place. Okay.
So we should take off one of the bracelets and put it on him. That way we have an indentured magic user.
Well, this guy's like squealer. Like a squealer. Like, the bracelet's missing your mind! Or something.
Just punch her in the face.
No, when we ever took it off the girls, didn't they kind of like know, but they weren't really sure, and it was kind of confusing?
I don't remember.
They probably would take them a while before they realized what was going on. By that time, we could kill them if we needed to.
Look, we even gave these goblins pretty bracelets.
That's
don't it!
Valuable.
These are for you!
You shouldn't have mentioned
these
that.
These are for them. What magic do you know?
What?
What magic do you know?
Magic?
Yes, I need to know more magic. What
magic
do you know?
I know magic.
Do you know magic missile?
What?
Magic missile!
Fireball!
Toad transformation.
Let me see your staff. I want to look at the staff.
Okay.
It's a good staff. Five total.
It looks like a piece of driftwood. It's got some black feathers on it.
Don't roll in the box.
You want me to show you some magic? Hold still.
Bijo comes down.
Ah! You wanted magic!
If Moonglum wanted him.
You said I'd get to kill people.
Oh, Goblin Man?
Yeah.
Or Moonglum. Moonglum. I forgot. Ritsuni Hewa, I forgot who was talking. I'm like, wait, the Goblin? The Moonglum.
You said I got to kill people.
They're still coming.
What?
They're across the water. There was a misunderstanding.
He gets all the fun.
You sound like Kevin.
It's my tadpole transformation voice.
It's Kevin?
Yeah.
In the office.
I do the numbers.
It's
the best thing I do.
We drop the chili.
That intro is so sad.
What were you going to do with these prisoners?
It looks so good.
Wizard man.
Goblin.
Wizard goblin. Wizard Lynn.
Well, I was going to transport them across the sea.
And what's across the sea? Have you ever been there?
Our patriarch.
And also, where is your chieftain?
The patriarch.
Yes.
So he can tell you that he was hired by a human
you're
wizard.
You're drinking it like you're smoking a pipe.
Called Ular's Bet.
Ular's Bet.
Yep. He was a pirate that... came to this place, and he struck a deal with a creature that lives here.
What's the creature look like? What's the creature's name?
The creature...
What's the weakness?
Kind of looks like... Let's see if I have a picture.
bat flying with wings or something?
Well, he looks like something that...
Like a griffin?
That his true home would be, like, underwater.
Oh.
Horse, you mean?
Wait, like something that takes out boats?
Like me.
Well, he has a crown, you see,
that he can command the sea snake.
Oh. Sea snake, Eric.
Yeah, we already killed the snake, I don't care.
No, we didn't kill the snake.
Yeah, we killed a snake.
In the temple,
yes,
but not a great snake.
Not the one keeping us on the island.
You just woke up by chance, Eric.
He looks like this.
You still have the curse.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't.
You do. Ask your god.
Oh,
Harry
cool.
did.
One turn.
What did he say?
He let me up.
He's got a tail.
No, he didn't.
He's cool looking. I was trying to spin him around so I could get a good look at everything.
Yeah, but it'll focus. That's cool.
That is...
No.
Normal cat.
You're sacrificing a cow.
Normal kit.
Normal cat.
Normal kit.
Normal kit. Normal cat.
Normal cat. I like normal cat. Okay. Normal cat.
Yep.
I don't like normal cat. So he's a friend of the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your
Well, no. The wizard is controlling Normal Ket by force. Normal Ket controls the sea dragon.
So we could free Normal Ket from this wizard, and then maybe we could kill a sea snake.
From this wizard?
No, this is a different wizard.
Shane collected all of the people.
Shane. And they're sacrificing a cow at a tower.
That's an altar.
All right. Where's your chieftain?
You can point on the map if you want.
No, it was right here. There it is. There now. It is there now.
Alright. You wrote an unhappy face. An unsmiley
Where?
Face. On the right.
On the north.
Oh, there?
Yeah.
That's where the goblin chieftain is.
Where is it, Shane?
There's no goblins on this island, he says.
Okay.
They are all working for him here.
That's right. So could we utilize the goblins to help, or should we... Could we forge an alliance with this man?
Maybe.
We could pay him.
I don't know. The goblins down in the tunnels weren't very open to pay.
Should be careful as you approach. There's a lookout tower here of a man that has three griffins.
He saw the fire.
How far did it take to, like, go across it in the water?
Quicker for me.
Oh, like, half an hour.
Can I do it? I can do it. I can do that. Like, nothing.
You can go over.
Yeah. I can go over, check that place out, wait for you guys.
Wait for us.
Yeah, just do it all. Don't wait up.
No.
You could go over and scout it out with Beedrum.
Yeah?
And Moonglum.
Yeah.
Moonglum have a telepathic link with.
Can Beedrum fly that far without...
Beedrum, you have a telepathic link.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I said.
You said Moonglum.
Yeah, I guess.
You can fly that far without landing?
How far can bees fly without landing?
Not very far. Across the Atlantic?
It's a big bee. It's like a bird.
They can't, like, go over a river.
It's like a bird bee.
Yeah, they can.
A bee can't go over a river?
I don't think so.
So a bee can go from here to Harmer
without
landing, you mean?
No, it needs to go over a bridge.
The air resistance is what he's talking about.
Yeah. You meant the endurance, right?
Yeah.
No, it can.
I don't think they go that far, can they?
They can.
You're mistaking it for where if you're chased by bees, you
go
under the water.
And they can't get you.
How are
you
dumb non-swimming bees?
You're not going to fact check that?
I don't say it with confidence. I was like, they can't swim.
But no, like, if you swam and then Beedrill went over, you guys both scout out, and then you can tell Beedrill things and I can hear it or see it or whatever.
Well, can't you just see whatever I see?
How would I do that?
Telepathic link?
I don't have one with you.
With Beedrill?
Yes, I do with Beedrill. That's why I sent him with you.
Yeah, but what's the advantage of taking me then?
Because you have a body,
too.
A big frog man.
Yeah.
Well, no, I know, but what you're saying is, like, I can tell Beedrill something, but wouldn't he be able to see it already?
Yeah, but you could like get there and actually do stuff where Beedrill
yeah.
can do stuff.
Okay.
You gotta sneaking around.
What do I gotta tell Beedrill though?
That way we know what's going on.
I'm not telling that bee shit.
Okay, you can go by yourself.
Okay. I'm Frogman.
Yeah.
What's Beedrill gonna do?
Let me know what's going on so we can find you and shit.
You're not a very good leader.
No,
why
did
you always
make me
not do stuff?
You're going and you're doing some grunt work.
You can
and
go.
Beedrill's gonna be just feeding us intel.
You can go under.
So he just
and
there.
Sneak there so that he doesn't see you, and then we can get intel through Beedrill, who's just flying to bee. Hopefully, they don't notice this bee just flying.
Right. Giant bee.
Big fucking
bee.
They have three griffins. What if they like take him out of the sky?
And it turns into a.
I mean, I'll make him again.
What?
I'll make him again.
We'll make him again?
Yeah. I'll find
just
familiar.
Pop these things out?
I summoned him.
Yeah.
He's my Beedrill. I can make him again with a vial of undead blood,
like
which
the same
we got,
one or a new one?
Which I made sure we got whenever we killed those zombie guys back in the
Would world. It be the same Beedrill or would it be a brand new one?
It's the same one. But
same one?
While he doesn't have him, he'd lose all of his extra hit points. And
yeah, but I would do that in me.
Yeah. Everything else.
That's why I got undead blood, so I didn't find undead blood.
It's like a 10-hour spell, though, or something like that, isn't it?
It is.
I think it says varies.
Find familiar, duration, lifetime.
You think you're so sly?
Yeah,
first I was stretching,
me
and
Ruby and
then I was like,
acid.
I should probably take this because Eric saw me do that. So I just knew you saw me, but I was just.
But no, you know what I mean? Like,
like that.
That way, like, you can maybe do stuff, and Beedrill would be able to give us intel, and I can also have him help.
Beedrill would be like a radio.
He'd
sure.
be like a radio for
but
us to know what's
way.
Going on.
Okay, so I'm going. I mean, we know there's a lookout tower. So we may go look at the lookout tower.
I mean, Beedrill could look at the lookout tower. You could sabotage the lookout tower.
You could chop down one of the legs so it falls over. Like an AT-AT.
And then jump in the water and swim back.
Yeah.
Okay.
That lookout tower is pretty high, by the way. And, like, if you cut down this one leg, it might fall into the river.
It's like
a tower from the rest, like rest of the wild tower.
I was just thinking because you have 3 hours of this water time, we could utilize it somehow.
Yeah.
I just don't know how.
Yeah. So do you want to go to the watchtower, Eric?
Yeah, I'll go to the watchtower.
Okay.
I can get killed again.
Because
of your...
Yeah, you only have 3 hit points.
I have Beedrill, like, sneak along the water with you, maybe, or something like that. Like,
this small tower, about 40 feet tall and 25 feet wide, totters to the west. It looks ancient, but there are signs that restoration work has recently begun.
Restoration work has begun, but not completed. You could tip it over.
So, you're at the base of the tower... And you sort of look up, and you see that there's a giant, like, conch shell on the side of it that someone would probably blow in warning,
mm-hmm.
for example. You also notice that there's a lot of big feathers in the area.
Get some of those.
Can make them, like,
fashion yourself cool, like, wing things, and you come out of the water like,
can the lookout tower be seen from the other parts of the island?
It's on sort of the highest point here.
So if I were to destroy it, would people see, like, oh, shit, why didn't look
Well, there? No, so like...
we should probably go over and check that out.
So there's mountains behind it.
Yeah.
So anyone from this, from almost anywhere else, can't see the lookout tower. That's why it has the horn. So they can
yeah.
hear the signal.
So one thing we could do, possibly, is if we could try to take this lookout tower, and then once we're about ready to attack it, other parts of the island, we blow it and have them go, that send all their men to the lookout tower. Like, oh, we gotta do some shit. Then they're just empty cities. We'll try that.
Because he's talking to the bee.
What do you think, Beedrill? I was looking at you and then you're looking at me through Beedrill's eyes, being like, blah, 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 blah.
What the fuck's he saying? Alright. We could do that. We got to have the griffins, though, I think.
Yeah.
Or else they're going to really blow.
Well, we have Gwen. We could shoot arrows. If we can get them to, like, land on the...
So there's, like...
Are they hungry? They can go fishing? I just...
So...
What's up?
I can't talk.
Yeah, just wait. I'm right there. I'll move her. Right. I'm with.
All right. So what are we going to do? Should we do anything with the tower, or should we swim back?
So the tower, it has, like, a roof. And, like, the griffins fly in and out.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're all in there right now.
We gotta take the tower.
So roll intelligence.
20.
4. Just him. He's the only one there. And Beedrill, I guess, but Beedrill can't communicate.
It doesn't really matter.
You joke got it. 11. Open that card.
Intelligence. My modifier is minus 1.
The tower looks...
We don't.
Rickety. But you can't, with that roll, identify any particular weak points.
This time, right there.
I.
Is it 10 pounds? I
see that.
Now you could cast that sight spell. Be Jeez. Like, how do I destroy the tower?
Second sight?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Guaranteed that's probably much easier to stack.
God damn, I have the worst rolls in any roller.
Well,
one roll. Shit, color
that upsets your god.
Rick, I don't like this system. I'm always losing. And every single time I do one of these things, it's like 5 or under. It's like statistically impossible how bad I am.
You should do the numbers.
I do the numbers.
Chili's the best thing.
Alright.
This is Aaron's doing somehow. He sends me off on myself, and all I do is fuck myself over.
Yes.
It's corruption.
What?
No, not corruption.
Oh, it says it's failure. Stuff. It doesn't say, like, mess up.
Even on the soft stuff.
It says failure.
No, I know. But under cleric, if you roll 1, you get disapproval. So.
Did you roll 1?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
No.
Let's see. What level spell was that?
Is Rick's suggestion to do it?
Oh, you
wouldn't have done
it. You only roll a d4.
You step on my good and bad luck.
Yeah. 2. I don't know which one it is. It must numbers all over the place.
2. It's the bottom one. that's right up.
Why is it so heavy?
It's steel.
It's gonna crack my ring.
Throw that at someone's head.
They'd be dead.
I mean, you
And her,
yeah. You must spend the
it
next
could.
Hour in prayer.
And a slingshot? It could
shit.
Hour?
Yep.
Shit.
I still have a bunch of hours left in as a toad.
You got 3 hours.
If you,
you
do it and you turn form,
you gotta do a half hour back. That's 1 hour. You gotta spend an hour of that. It's cutting you close.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just gonna come back pray.
What?
Right, what do you want me to do?
You gotta sit and pray.
No, you have to sit and pray.
Yeah, you have to, like, concentrate.
I'm looking at my fucking bee just sitting
like underwater. Like underwater? I'm just slowly.
Sure.
Okay, at least I'm
yeah, if you do it in your frog form, that should be, like, brownie points, right?
That's what I'm doing. I'm just laying at the bottom of the ocean. You see the little bubbles.
But you're not.
Bees are just chilling
water
around.
You're in that water, where you go?
How's that work?
I have gills.
Oh, no.
No, you're not a saltwater frog, though.
It's magic.
It's magic.
So, Vidro sees you do that.
Yeah.
Why not? And I'm like, oh.
For an hour.
And I'm waiting. All right. And it's been like 20 minutes, and you're gone. Like, he's already back. All right, Vidro, just come back. So now Vidro just comes back.
I'll stay here.
And you're just there praying.
After,
and you don't know what's going
after
on.
After an hour goes, you can do whatever now.
How much longer do you have in your frog form?
An hour. Another
hour and a half.
I mean, it's been a half hour to get here.
It's been at least an hour and a half. You had an hour praying.
I have
an hour
left.
Getting there. Plus,
random
time of being here.
Are you guys coming this way? Do I come back and then go back on boat?
I mean, you can just wait for us.
I can just wait.
But we need a plan to get across on the boat without getting caught by griffins.
Yeah.
Yami.
Nami.
Yami.
Okay. Yeah. What's some ideas for plans, guys?
Well, you could look and see, like, what kind of sight lines they have from the tower and kind of try and guide us. Well, that's not going to work because B-Drill's not there anymore. Never mind. Don't really have anything.
Does the catamaran itself have, like, what's the cover art? Is it just, like, a canoe kind of thing? Like, there's no top to it or anything like that? Or?
Couldn't you guys hide, like, on the bottom of it and then have the goblins on top and they think, oh, the goblins.
Plus, I'm trying to figure out what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like if it's just like a canoe.
Have you seen Waterworld?
Yeah.
20 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like what he has in Waterworld. It's got 2 things on the side. It's got one thing here. It's got a sail.
Oh, okay.
Is that like Moana?
Yeah,
shit, no.
That's kinda.
That always looked really comfy when they slept in the net. I hate that part. Waterworld.
You just want Moana,
yeah. I don't ever talk about that.
Especially like Jungle of the Jungle. It's similar to that, yeah.
Like, can I hide us where hey?
So there's like tarps and stuff that you can put over
top. Yeah, you
can
get it to cargo.
That's
What card are we talking about?
We take the goblin, so the goblin takes across.
Yeah.
Then we sneak across. We're prisoners. Maybe we send Ruby and then back. Ruby and Igor and who else was there?
It's a pretty good looking.
There's the women of the village.
Yeah, all of them. And the snake lady.
And there's Gwyn and the dwarf.
They send them back to the village. Like, they don't need to be here, right? Should we take the dwarf with us?
We got him. He's not doing anything.
Or should we leave? Let the dwarf and Gwyn and Igor and Toothless Pete and all of them go back. That way they're all together to protect the village and stuff.
Yes.
So stay safe. And then we'll take the goblins and us and Moonglum and Pedro.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
All right.
So you don't want to bring the dwarf? Doesn't he have like awesome elf and stuff?
I don't know.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't even know the dwarf.
Or 11. Well, he's a new companion. 15.
His name's Dinklage.
Yeah, we want to level him up. Take him with us.
Take him with us.
He's like a companion character from like...
So send Gwyn back with him?
Final Fantasy or something.
Yeah,
of course, she has a ranged weapon against flying things.
Which is handy. So does Moonglum. He has Fireball.
Yeah, and magic missile.
Fireball's better.
Magic
I'm praying.
Against a wooden tower with organic...
I'm not
going to
fight a tower. I'm going to fight...
If you burn the tower up quickly.
You burn the tower up, Calvin.
So, right. You guys get on the catamaran under tarps or...
Hey, Moonglum.
Killing time's almost here.
That's what you said last time.
No.
Ah!
That's what he told you this
can't
time?
You.
I'm going to be an epic battle against flying creatures.
Let's do it.
I fly.
Yes.
I'm excited for this battle. Let's do it.
Alright, I don't know that you said that at all. You've just been gone for a while. We don't know what you're doing. Vito came back, and you don't know where you are.
Okay.
All
right, so you guys are on the catamaran. You have the goblins sail it. What about the three goblins?
They're all coming, right?
The wizard and...
Yeah, I want to talk to them and make sure they come with us.
Okay.
Hey!
Uh-huh.
You're coming with us with all the other goblins. We will pay you. We got to get them across the way, and maybe the goblins can have a bigger on them.
Where's your frog friend?
Frog friend?
Yeah.
He's over there scouting it out.
Mm-hmm. He didn't come back.
He's over there scouting it out.
He's probably dead.
He's not dead. He's scouting it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's his job.
Mm-hmm.
He told my bee what's going on.
But I guard
here instead of about my character ever. He's doing his job.
No, do you know magic missile?
No.
Fireball?
No.
Do you know any projectile magic spells?
Maybe.
Okay, you're going to be helpful. Come on. Do you know fire spells? You can burn a tower down. It'd be fun, you make money. And make your chieftain proud.
Fine.
Were you...
I was going to have to roll something, I don't know what I was going to do.
All right.
I didn't want to make it too... like, okay, roll with this.
So, you're on the catamaran. You're going across. You make sure...
All right.
You don't hear the conk.
Conk?
Yeah.
The horn. Okay. I thought, like, you conked into something.
you don't hear it. That's not a monopoeia. Okay.
All right. So
he's just like surfacing.
The fuck you, Ben.
Praying. I always gotta pray when I do shit.
Quit fucking up. All right, let's go.
So you want to walk up to the tower?
All right. How are we attacking this thing? Do you go inside?
So roll intelligence.
We can fight from the inside.
14.
Wait, Aaron. No, he's on this side.
Move the cow out of the way.
Fucking idiot.
19.
19's good.
16.
Okay, so with your 19, you can see that this tower is wobbly. You see that there's, like, been some work done, but you can see that there's some support struts on, like, the cliff side of it that... are not stone. They're just sort of wood. And they took the stone away to redo the stone. So it's just wood right now.
Your fire thing. Magic missile.
All right. So if we take out this wood...
How about we just hit it with a fucking big hammer?
Yeah. If we hit it, we don't want it to look
like
fire.
Wait, do we
want to
save it?
We don't
so
want
we can
it.
Hit, we can do the thing, the strategy?
I mean, they're going to come... The tower can fall. They won't see it. We'll just blow the conch shell thing anyway.
If it's still in one piece after it falls.
Okay, you want to go inside the tower?
Why don't I have to do that?
I'm just asking, who wants to go inside? Or we
not me!
Not
if I have to roll something, I'll be the first and I have to go fucking find some chick to bang, and she won't bang me because I rolled bad then too.
I mean, the other thing is like we kick it out, and then no one knows we're here, rather than like sending an alert that we got to get over here, and then they're gonna be coming back.
The other thing to consider also is, like, when you cut a tree down and there's birds sitting in the tree, they just fly away when the tree
not
starts to fall.
They're inside a tower.
A birdhouse.
Yeah, but they could still fly out, possibly.
I'm just saying, if a birdhouse is falling like this, they gotta
yeah, but it's like open, right? It's open right
outside.
Send,
if you
there's
send
a bee roof.
Drill, you, they're in cages.
Okay.
Cages.
Do we want to try and capture them for our use?
You see three cages for three griffins, and you see an older, war-painted human dressed in beast-hide armor, decorated with shimmering black feathers.
Okay.
He has a obsidian axe.
I want to try and take him out.
Do the goblins know anything about this guy?
No, they don't, but it's
obsidian
a
obsidian axe, dude. Yeah.
Where are you got?
Demon hell fire.
We want it for the group, though, don't we?
You're going to take this guy out.
I'm
going to
for the group, I guess.
You are going to take him out. So you're going to climb the tower?
Yeah. Are you still in frog form?
Okay.
Just take your tongue and throw him off like Braveheart.
Jump up, but how high can you jump?
Really high.
Twice as high.
Zoom.
I can't.
What up, bitch?
Actually.
You just hit him with a flail.
You're like a battle toad. You're like a battle toad, basically.
I can make a standing leap clear across chasms and pits. So far, on the high, but probably. I mean, I'm a giant frog.
Can you jump a tower?
Yeah. Right? See?
Okay.
And you can climb it if you want.
Okay.
Okay.
So you climb first.
Alright.
And then, once I see that you're back there, I'm going to jump and go, ah! And then you
stab him in the back.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan.
Let's do that.
And then we'll send Moonglum up on Beedrill.
Wait.
And he will throw a fireball at him.
Do I have to roll for any of that?
Nah.
I'm good.
Alright.
Moonglum's going to be your cover.
Alright, you
okay.
Do so.
Yeah. Now we'll see about these things.
Oi.
So he jumps up. It's like, ah. The guy is like, wah. And then you sort of go up and pull him and slit his throat and knock him off the tower.
Okay. But I want his axe.
And I grab his axe at the base of the tower. Yeah!
I grab it.
The three birds are like squeaking and squawking and trying to get out of their cages. They can't.
And they shut up.
Whoa! I don't know what you're going to do. What are you gonna do?
How many hours has it been? Are they intelligent creatures? Okay.
I mean,
they're just beasts.
They're like a dog.
Okay.
As far
but
as
I basically
goes.
Just killed their master, though.
Yep.
They
could have been a good
pretty unhappy.
They seem agitated. You've never dealt with griffins before, but...
Put your bracelet on.
Yeah, reach in there. Or just...
I mean, I do have sleeping potion.
What?
Yeah, it'll put a man to sleep. It might take a couple doses
for
a griffin.
I have a few doses.
Do we know if these will work on a griffin?
They work on goblins.
Yeah, but,
yeah, but
they
they're
have
intelligent
some
creatures.
Intelligence.
Griffins
I mean,
usually have intelligence, don't they?
This is about it like a dog.
Yeah.
So, I mean, comparing it to, like, a goblin or human...
It's still a type of compulsion, right? Could it work on a beast?
What, sleeping potion?
No, the bracelets.
No idea. Try.
You don't have an idea personally.
I mean, they're on
a...
He has no idea.
I know. I don't know.
We want to do ride a griffin?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of badass.
Don't you?
Well, there's only three of them.
It's like every little girl's dream.
Every girl's dream?
Yeah.
You
get a pony, then you get a horse, then you get a griffin.
Is that what you dreamed of when you were a kid? When you were a little girl? Alright, so are you going to do something or you
want to... I want to. I need to get one of the bracelets off one of the goblins, though. So I guess we release one of them. We like,
is that what we want to do?
Nudge him off the cliff?
Well, yeah, if we release one of them, then he sees that the wizard goblin or whatever that's there, right? They'll be like, hey, I'm with you guys. They just stick around.
And they're going to.
Yeah.
Right? We got five of them.
We'll probably take all of our bracelets back.
I'm not doing that yet.
Nah.
Slowly.
All right, so you take off a bracelet.
Okay. And I dose the griffin.
Okay.
It looks like the healthiest and...
How does it work?
How does the sleeping potion work? Does it take a fortitude save?
Yeah, it's like a 425 or something like that.
What's the name of it?
It just says sleeping drug.
Sleeping drug. Okay. Paralysis. I'm gonna guess that it's this. So it's a DC 16.
16?
Okay, it sort of lays down. Okay. It looks sleepy, but it is awake.
Okay.
It's not thrashing around anymore.
I reach towards it slowly.
Okay.
Does it react?
No.
Does it, like, look at me or anything?
It sort of looks like it's trying to focus.
Okay, with my deft thief hands.
Deft.
Deft.
You put it around one of its paws, its talon.
Yeah.
Stocks.
Stocks.
Legs? Are they still legs?
Yeah, they'd be legs.
Okay. Alright, you try to, but the bracelet won't fast.
Okay, I just shank it then. Try its neck or something.
Just try to pet it and calm it.
Wait, I mean, it's tradable.
So.
How big is its neck? It wouldn't fit around its neck, right?
No.
No, its neck is bigger than its.
Does it have to be a neck? Okay. I mean, some birds' necks are quite tiny.
Try to tame it.
Hand?
He doesn't know why it fits, but it's not sealing.
It's not walking, so the magic doesn't work on him.
Roll a personality or something against it. Like,
Can I like feed him meat or something? Make him happy?
Are the other ones still thrashing?
Yes.
Like, go over to them and try to calm one of the crazy ones.
Okay.
I mean, technically, you
try to do that.
You shanked one.
Well, I didn't.
You take the shank back.
Sleeping potion?
What?
Calming the other ones with a sleeping potion, or
can I do it?
Oh, you just
want to like
calm
personality?
Them? Yeah. Yeah, personality. Well, no, not personality. So what was your previous profession?
Beekeeper. So I blow smoke in their face.
Well, so since you don't have any skills relating directly to it, you have to roll a d10 instead of a d20.
Oh, okay.
A d10. Can I come up?
Sure.
I used to be a trainer.
That's true. You can roll a d20.
But you're training it for me, right? Because you weren't interested in a
bribe. You left the sleeping one. Now go talk to the sleeping one.
You were a beekeeper?
Yes.
But he has a giant bee, and you were a trapper, and he's getting the griffin?
Yes. We're back assholes.
So if I go...
I'm a giant frog for another hour.
All right. Moon Gum Glum flies up. Stand back.
What are you doing?
Kill
him! Hang on, we're gonna try to fly these things.
What?
You wanna ride?
I fly!
But we can ride, we don't fly. We don't fly together. Like a squad of hawk people.
Are we sure we wanna deny him more death?
There'll be death. There'll be some.
Animate the guy that we dropped off the edge.
You remember when he just demolished those guys in that cave? What if he just said that to us one day?
Here's a rat.
What?
You can eat it.
He just sort of, it just chars and is ash in your hand.
Is that good?
He didn't eat it.
I'm not.
I'm gonna get rid of this. Where are my pins?
Moonglum's patience grows thin.
You want gold?
Moonglum promised death and destruction.
Let him kill one.
Let me see if I can tame it first. Let me see if I can tame it. Okay?
You think you tame Moonglum?
No.
Moonglum, can you help us tame one of them and then kill the other?
Make it watch.
Yeah.
But
can you give us like a magical bond to it or something?
Well, the bracelet's lost its charge.
Shit. Can you recharge it?
If I have the correct...
Components?
Components.
What do you need?
Giant frog.
Yeah, claw from a griffin.
He needs like flakes of brain, basically.
That guy down there.
We have
these. I'll get
him. No, it needs to be a brain that was enchanted to follow someone with like a spell, and then while they were still alive, it has to be harvested and ground into flakes.
We have extra goblins
that are enchanted to follow us.
Like the one that we released, or one of the other ones that are still enchanted.
I'm on the rails in the back.
Be right back.
Wait, how did you start this to begin with then?
Because his master, the madam, was a wizard, and she had a charm person. She'd charm people, and then she'd give them to Moonglum, and Moonglum would grind the brains.
Okay. So you have to take one of the people that we have charmed.
He's a demon.
And then grind up, and then charge the other ones. So I'll back up.
Yeah. So it's like a renewable energy.
Yeah, we got to do it to people that we want.
Yeah, it's like a perpetual energy machine.
Yeah.
Like fueling itself.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we know as one ingredient, right?
So
is that the only ingredient we need?
That's all we need.
Okay.
So if we wait for one of these goblins just to die,
it needs to be
brain, right?
It's got
to
be while they're alive.
Yeah.
And the spell's active.
How are you going
to
grind their brain up when they're alive?
It kills them.
Yeah.
But he has to get it while it's alive.
We just...
like that.
Like, commanded not to scream.
Like styrofoam.
Commanded to be quiet.
Should I try to...
It's not, like, good magic. It's demon evil magic.
Yeah.
Should I try to tame the wild griffin or
try.
The sleepy griffin?
Wait, can we have Moonglum do it, and that way that also satisfies his murder?
He's all for it, man.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
You're lawful, though.
Yeah.
If you get any chance to attack me, you take it. But if you want to do this to help the group, like, I don't know.
Take his brain.
A little ruby. Brain?
Put it in him.
Oh, let's enchant the dwarf.
We can't enchant anybody.
Well, I mean, with the bracelet thing.
We can't. They're probably all uncharged. We've got to charge them.
Maybe we'll get new people.
We have to do one of the goblins if
right.
we want to do it.
Let's do it.
The question is when.
Now! Can it be a past enchantment or while it's enchanted?
While the brain is enchanted.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
Just to get a new one, you have to recharge it, right?
How did you feel?
I'm not doing it.
Moonbomb
will do it. I'm not doing it.
Moonbomb will definitely
I have
do
my
it.
Four
he knows
goblins.
Like his,
I have four goblins. My four goblins are staying here. They're good.
Moonglum?
My four goblins are fine.
Take one of those goblins.
No, you can take one. You can take his last goblin.
All right, fine. But
if you're wanting to do this.
You're not getting any fuel. You'll get it.
Okay, you know what the issue is with this? We have four other goblins that are going to see him destroying a goblin, and then they're going to be like,
You're still getting paid?
And they run. Because they're not going to trust us.
You can't
do it quietly somewhere where they don't see.
He fell.
Quietly?
He fell.
You're going to go down and get one goblin and take him up to the top of the tower?
No.
Do you take apart his brain and just throw him off?
There are other not so quickly said ways of doing it than that.
I'm going to try to tame him.
All right. Move up to get pissed, though.
17. But it's personality plus one.
Was it the sleepy one? Or 18.
I want to try and tame the sleepy one. Because it was like the prime one.
All right. Then I guess I'll do the non-sleepy one.
All right. Roll.
Do you want sleeping agent?
I just wanted to see if I can do.
Go ahead. Did you?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He did?
Are you waiting to see before you roll?
Sure.
I mean, you're doing this,
yeah.
So...
17. You got 17.
I got
okay.
No, 18 if you count personality. I don't know what we're rolling exactly for, so...
So you, like, reach out, and you're able to calm it. Yeah, it's freaking out.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting to see what else happens. Are you going to do anything?
Calmed it.
I calmed it. That's the plus
okay.
right now. And now should I reach in and pet it?
Yeah. I mean, it's calm. You gotta be...
Do it.
You gotta be a man to do that. Reach into a thing with a giant beak. Look what he did to Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you
gotta
be
humble. You
gotta be humble. I'm a trapper, I gotta be calm, and I gotta understand that I can get pet.
Alright. As you go to pet him...
Oh, you're not so dangerous, you filthy beast.
You hear Moonglum start to cast something.
Moonglum, no!
He's impatient.
No!
I told you, Aaron.
Moonglum, I got this.
Have him kill the other one that you guys aren't trying to tame.
Yeah, but then the two that we are trying to tame, we're going to freak out.
Well, Moonglum is a demon.
Yeah.
Force manipulation.
Don't Moonglum?
I'm gonna tower side shield and block whatever he's shooting.
We're gonna lose a way more valuable asset than these fucking griffins.
I'm gonna let him kill mine if he.
Yeah,
if
let him
gonna,
kill.
If we're gonna.
Moonglum is so valuable. He's got us so much.
I'm in the middle of doing his thing.
Who cares?
Who's he shooting at?
Huh?
Who's he shooting at?
You don't know. He's casting something. It doesn't look like he's, like, he's not doing this. He's doing, like, I don't know.
You had let us take a goblin.
I told you, go ahead and take yours.
Moonglum would have been
He didn't
satisfied.
Do it. Blame
he
him.
He didn't do it either.
I said I wasn't. I'm lawful. I'm not going to let him grind up someone's brain.
You're using a demon to do your dirty work.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Super lawful.
I'm using a demon to do good work.
Let me die.
I'm not using a demon to kill just an innocent
But
goblin.
You promise him death everywhere
innocent
you go.
Innocent is still rude.
And
kill
then
bad
you don't
guys.
Do that, which kill. Is against your alignment.
No.
You're
there,
lying
there was
to
that.
Him.
He just wasn't part of it, because you guys killed 12
I think
people.
It's greater good, probably, right, for him?
It is for me.
So you might
the
do...
People that took
I'm doing
girlfriend.
Things that are lawful, that are good. I told you guys, go ahead and kill your goblin, do what you want. I wasn't doing it. And you didn't do it.
What's
the Don't put the blame on me.
I'm
not putting the blame on you.
What's that?
It looks like he's trying
just,
to...
As soon as he
now,
said he was casting...
Casts... Like this? And he has, like...
A crooked finger?
Well, like... they're bending in ways they shouldn't bend. And he has them aimed at the griffins.
So now he is casting at the griffins.
I'm outside.
You want the force shield?
Can we just say something to him?
I don't know what the hell Shady's doing.
He's down. I don't know. You down there at the bottom of the tower?
Yeah, I'm at the bottom still.
Okay. So you don't see any of this.
I can put up a shield. It only really does a +4 AC. Will it be attacking AC? I don't even know, do I? I don't know what he's casting.
Probably.
I can't tell.
Well, you can do like a wizard battle with him.
Like fucking Harry Potter, just beams of energy.
I personally think he's far more valuable to us than these griffins. You should let him do what he's doing.
Can flying griffins that we can fly on?
He can fly.
He can.
Yeah.
Not us.
Let me look it up.
That's my vote, but I'm outside on the banister, I guess.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I've been there. I've said it like 5 times. Like, I'm outside. I can't do anything.
Where's their special wizard battle rules?
Richard's on his end of Griffin. He's stopping me. He's hanging my pants like I did before.
I'm just making him make a choice. You gotta choose.
Is it clear what he's trying to do?
Well, that's part of what he has to roll to identify the spell, and then he can roll to counter the spell.
I mean, he's pissed that we're not letting him kill, and then he just gets pissed off, starts casting a spell and pointing at these things. He's probably going to kill him.
Okay, you can duel. A wizard can counter the spell of a cleric and vice versa under circumstances. Other classes can also duel.
A cleric?
Yeah. Only some spells can be used to counter another. For example, fireball can be used to counter fireball. Magic shield can be used to counter magic missile. So you and I need a roll initiative.
What?
Moonglum gets a 6.
13.
Okay. So you need to roll intelligence to identify the spell.
7 + 2, 9.
Okay. Pauses, initiative. The spellcaster has a disadvantage on being able to respond to spells. Okay, so he is casting Scorching Ray.
If I can cast my shield, I'll block the one I've charmed.
Okay. So...
And then he still gets killed.
So he gets a natural 20. What do you guess?
Probably not that. I need an 18 or 19 just to make sure I cast the fucking spell I want to cast. Unless I can, like, if I get the force ball, can I, like, hit his, like, scorching thing and block, like, 1/3 of it that way?
Maybe. Let's see.
3.
All right. So for a natural 20, it's going to be a bit bigger than he expected.
Did Moonglow accept it?
Yes. He only wanted to get the griffins, but it looks like he's going to get the wizard.
This
and
does
the
not sound like
assassin.
A counter. This does not sound like a counter at all.
Because you didn't counter. He got natural 20 to do his spell. You were trying to counter his spell.
Alright, so.
Duck.
It's only level 1.
Is that where your morals hit us?
So. You each need to roll reflex saves. The griffins can't because they're
in
cages. Yep.
This is a terrible. This is much worse than what we would end up that goblin.
I
need a roast mohawk.
You guys
I don't
even
20.
No.
What?
Not you. Okay.
17.
Good. So you both take half damage of 6. Fire, if it matters.
Shit.
6?
Yeah. And then the griffins are.
Half damage of 6, so 3.
No. 6 is half.
Oh, 6 is half?
Yeah, 6
I'm
is people. Natural 20.
I'm glad you specified.
I'm
dead.
Really?
Yeah.
We gotta save him. What do we do? You don't have any healing spells.
Dead by how
You're
much?
The cleric!
Minus 1.
You're
okay,
also, you,
so
have, you don't have healing spells either?
I'm a wizard. You're the cleric.
Negative
Wait,
1
wizards
is
can't
stable.
Heal.
No, that's the cleric's a healer.
Yeah, it's lay on hands. It's on your front sheet.
You should have lay on hands.
Should have grinded up your goblin.
You weren't going to let me.
Not mine. I said you can do yours.
No,
mine
you said we
five.
Can't do it here because all the others will leave.
Where do I have it?
I just said there's an issue.
So you roll to do it, and if
you
you're
said
able to get these results, they get so many dice of hit points.
You weren't coming up
okay.
with any ideas.
So the griffins are burning to death on fire. Do you want to open the cages and try and snuff them out, or do you want to let them roast?
Yeah,
is cackling.
I should at least snuff out the one that I have as tamed.
Okay.
Calvin, you want to get... Oh.
When can I heal Calvin? Try to heal Calvin.
Now.
He's
now. Right
now,
he's now yeah.
You can do it now.
10. You see that spin?
Plus 2. So
10 plus 2, so...
11.
10
buck
2. 1 die.
All right, so you get 1 hit die of heal.
Wait, how much was it?
10 plus 2, which is
10 plus
2
is 12.
So 1 die.
So roll your hit die, which I think is a d6.
Yeah. 2.
I am...
So you got 1 hit point. So you're conscious.
All right, so I at least try to... Snuff out the flames of the one I was taming.
Okay, roll fortitude to overcome the flames.
Do you have any
flames?
Items?
Or it'll
Save
be too hot.
Help me, no.
I'm not a healer. 18.
Okay, you do so. You take your cloak and start to pat
Glass
it down.
Cannon.
It's frightened, but it just sort of lays there, and a lot of its feathers have been burnt off.
Oh, I can ride it now.
Oh, so, it's alive, but it's wounded.
I
the
don't
other
think
two
so, Tim.
Burned to death.
Dang it, I saved one!
How you doing, Calvin?
Scarred for
wait,
that.
Wait, we rested. Right? Were you at full health?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hang on, I would've had 21 minus 6, not 17 minus 6, because we rested in the thing, and I never changed it. 5 more.
Good to know. I'm super glad for you.
I have 15 out of 11. I'm sorry. Okay. Now we're good. All right.
So you have a griffin, an obsidian axe, and a happy ending.
Moonclum's happier. You got to kill him!
It doesn't count.
Oh. Moonclum, are you happy that you got to kill these griffins?
Yeah.
Could you transfer some of that happiness and help out Calvin, maybe heal him a little bit?
Oh, Sting.
Huh?
Sting.
Sting, Mr. Sting. You kind of...
Heal him?
Well, you were aiming for the 3 griffins, and you kind of blew your load over these two, and they got hurt a little bit. You think you could help him out a little bit? You're a friend, aren't you?
Happy accidents.
You're not going to help?
Well, how would I help?
Did help? I don't know.
He's a demon, man. They don't help.
Demon.
You can't do any healing things.
No.
Demons give out
the
good
cleric.
Things all the time. I tried, Aaron.
That's like a Sith Lord.
You
did
try now.
You
succeed. You don't know anything.
That's
yeah.
like a Sith.
You did succeed. I know.
Hey, I saved your life, okay?
Sure.
Save one.
Things I don't need.
A flying bird lion thing. Could be handy. Right, Calvin.
So I can't get anything from Moonglum. Goblins have anything.
It's a horse bird.
Hashtag.
Shane, you don't have anything that you can do?
Griffin.
I mean, you can cast Lay on Hands again.
I can do it again? Is there
yeah.
any kind of penalty for doing it? More
Not
than
unless
once?
You fail.
I'm doing this for you, Calvin. 15.
Plus 2.
17.
2 dice.
2d6s.
Yay. I can do that anytime.
And a 2.
Yes.
That's about
it, but if you do it, as long as you're doing it something that your god approves of,
yeah,
he's got no problem with it.
Sure.
So you're going to go hunt this big water snake. He's cool.
Okay.
But if you were to do it and, like, he had just killed a frog and you tried to heal him,
gotcha,
your god would be real mad.
Okay.
Or if you were trying to heal maybe, like, the snake lady.
Yes.
Sure. What do you
have?
You'd
be real mad.
4. 4? What's your max?
5.
Okay.
Good.
So, but because you did go down, you do have a permanent scar of flame somewhere on you.
Somewhere cool.
What's that mean?
I mean,
maybe
he's got burns.
I have a disfiguring scar on my body.
Somewhere cool, though.
Like your ass.
Like in the shape of, like, a...
apple.
Like a map of London. A Dumbledore. London doesn't exist, I know, here.
Dude, you should have, like, cool, half your faces burned. Wouldn't that be sweet?
No.
Like,
he's going to be a thief.
Like the
hound.
Yeah, like the hound, or, wasn't John Connor... Didn't he look like he was
or
burned
Zuko,
or something? Or someone?
He has scar.
Zuko, yeah. Zuko with the eye, like...
You don't want it on your face because you want to be able to blend in because you're a thief. You'll be able to be like, look at that. Ugh, look at him, you know? You need to be like on your body or something.
It's probably on his arm. Like, he was probably like, ah, and his arm got...
Probably on my upper arm.
All right. Done. Mark it. Somewhere.
That was fun.
I wouldn't heal you.
All right, so I'll leave you guys on the cliffhanger. And then we'll end it.
Okay.
Sound good?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys are... You did this tower. You look around.
Okay.
And, you know, you have some...
Shane's just looking up like, what the hell is going on up there?
He's looking up because he sees fire go...
Yeah, fire.
He's just looking at the goblins are all like...
I see high-pitched screaming.
Everyone that's in the tower make an intelligence roll.
I'm outside on the banister, but okay.
Yeah, that's good.
20!
Nice.
That's never happened!
Father Blah Blah.
Yes.
You
yeah.
notice. You notice. It takes 25 perception check. Or a natural 20. You notice that. So there's a bunch of forests.
Forests.
And you notice there's.
What do you frog see?
Like a small hole where you can see through them. And you notice a glimmering, like, pond. And you can tell that this isn't any normal pond.
Yeah.
Like, it's mystical in some way.
Mystical pond. I haven't told you yet. So I see a mystical pond?
Yep.
How long do I have my frog for?
Another half hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can make it before my frog form ends.
How far away does it look like it is?
I don't know, but I bet you it would be pleasing to my god if my frog form enters that mystical pool. Then it influences in the mystical
pool. If it's mystically
maybe
either.
We could fly down or a griffin. No.
Moonglow, have a ride.
He's powerful enough.
He's gigantic.
He's like the size of the bee. He's like a little bit... He's smaller than the bee because he rides on the bee.
He could use magic to like take him down. Though.
Try to cast fly on you.
He could. Can you do a teleport like a wormhole-y thing? Like
9. That wasn't him. That was Con 13.
Oh, I thought Moonglow made like a portal that we jumped.
Yeah, that was Moonglow.
It was Moonglow.
Oh, was it? Oh, that's right, because Eric was trying to do the thing. That's right.
Because I was also a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Moonglow.
That's why I don't trust you.
Does this.
Yeah.
And he sort of pats you on the back. Bat wings come out.
Oh, shit! Oh, guys! Shane! Look!
Who's Shane?
Oh!
Who's Shane?
What's your name? Maximus.
Raven. Maddox.
Raven. Raven.
Who's Shane?
Look at this shit.
That was great.
Be quick. 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, guys, I'm gonna go check out something. Bye.
What?
Cliffhanger.
Beedrill, follow.
So you fly. And you sort of dive into the pool.
It's not flying, it's falling.
And you see something swimming underneath.
Oh, shit.
Next time!
God damn it!
DCC.
What's swimming in the... I got 10 minutes of wings.
10 minutes of wings, but you're underwater instead.
I can use them to swim.
No, that's not how bats work. They can't just swim underwater.
It's magic!
Yeah, but, like, stingrays can.
Dragon.
Damn, those are different.
Draco can.
It's Draco!
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of DCC. If you want to see the next one, you can look at it right now on Patreon, which you can see over there. $5 a month for early access.
Sometimes 2 weeks early, sometimes way longer.
Indeed. Like, subscribe. We'll see you guys next time.